I was in, we was sitting around a fire, you know, you have open fireplace, like, you know, when you begin to use heaters and things, I don't know what you ever remember.
Oh, yeah.
Seen anything like that.
I was raised in a house with four of them.
Well, we were sitting in a room one night, and we just hear something. It just looked like somebody, you know how people used to put hay sole on the shoes? But it started right under my mother's chair. And it just knocked like somebody was hay sole on the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And see, my father, he would do that. But he was there, he was in bed. And we got up and followed this noise from through three rooms, but we never did see it. And we just went on in the room, where the last room went in, and when we got in the room, only way we could get out, we had to come out over this racket. But we never did see anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't scared.
But there again, it was other people seeing it besides you.
Yeah, we were hearing it.
It
was others hearing it besides me.
Uh-huh.
But we couldn't see it, and we heard that a number of times. We never could see it.
Uh-huh.
But you see it.
That's very interesting. But these things never had anything like that to bother you.
Oh, no, they don't bother.
Uh-huh.
Oh, just hear it, that's all.
Uh-huh. Well, I've heard that if a person dies when he's hungry, his spirit will come back and rustle around in the kitchen. Have you heard that?
What would you say about a man who hangs up on his friends?
Well, you're all right. I heard sometimes.
What would you say?
No, I haven't heard that. But I have heard that if a person died dissatisfied, that his spirit will come back.
You mean come back and try to settle whatever it was?
Mm-hmm. No, I heard this. This was my sister. And she had been dead about, she died in March, and this is long in August. And her favorite song that she loved to sing was How Long the Train Been Gone. And I was at their home, where she died, at my father's home one night, he was sleeping out there. I was sleeping, was right here, and she was. Where she always slept was just right inside of another door. The beds where you could just reach from one bed to the other, almost. And I heard her get up out of the bed and go to the kitchen. She was singing that song. I heard her get a drink of water, put the dipper back in the bucket and come back and get in bed. And I looked, trying to see, but I didn't see nothing. And it was just almost as light in the house as now. The moon, you know, the moon shining out. But I haven't seen anything, but I did hear her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was her voice. I sure got a drink of water and came back down to bed. Now, I never did see anything. I didn't tell anybody.
And the bed wasn't messed up?
I had another sister was sleeping in this bed.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I see.
See, they slept together.
Uh-huh.
But I heard her get out of that bed and go to the kitchen and get her a drink of water and come back and get in the bed. I heard her drop the dipper back down in the bucket.
Uh-huh.
When she came back, she was still singing.
That's very interesting.
Got back in bed and I haven't. I don't know. I could have been just thinking about her or something. But I don't recall.
Yeah, sometimes those things can seem awfully real. I mean, it seems like it's more than just.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was more. I think that was real.
Uh-huh.
Well, my sister, she saw it. But she never did say anything to her.
Mm-hmm.
But she did see it. So, you know, it is sometimes that those things do happen to people. I don't know what it is. It's some. My grandmother used to say that it is something they want to tell you. And another thing, my father's been dead, he's been dead 6 years now. He was dead about 3 months when he called my name, just as plain as I'm talking to you. I wasn't sleepy. And I answered. And when I answered, my husband asked me, who are you talking to?
Mm-hmm.
And that broke the connection. He might have wanted to tell me something, but when he spoke to me, that broke the connection. That's what I've always heard, it broke the connection.
Mm-hmm.
With whoever's going to talk to you. And they say, if a person calls you, answer, ask them what do they want. And they will tell.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get a chance to find out what he wanted because my husband asked him who was I talking to.
Uh-huh.
I told him that he didn't believe. He didn't believe I was asking. He just said, I asked him.
Uh-huh.
And I said, yeah.
Hi.
I heard that.